I've been struggling since yesterday to find my words, what I want to express. Not because I don't know what I want to say. It's simply this mixture of feelings to see the Palestinians celebrating a ceasefire and at the same time showing us the destruction and the pain that those butchers left behind. And one of the most important things and the first feeling that I'm having, and again, it's not about us. We're privileged because we're fighting a digital battle. I felt this fear that people are going to think this is the milestone that we needed to reach. No, this is just one milestone. And imagine if it took, let's talk about 7th October. If it took so much speaking up and protesting and trying to show their war crimes on the daily basis, like all the struggle, just for the butchers to pick a time and space when they're going to stop killing. Imagine if you give up right now. Because I'm explaining all the time to, especially to the Western public, that it's not only a Palestinian cause, it's a humanity cause. And by now, you cannot tell me you don't know it. You cannot tell me it's too complicated. And us as amplifiers of the Palestinian voices, because we need to understand, especially the people from the West, we are amplifiers of their voices. We need to support the Palestinian representation. And it took so much pressure. Imagine if you give up right now, what can happen? And we're humans, and I understand that you're allowed to feel a little bit relieved. It's a milestone. And I'm proud of everybody who spoke. And for the people who didn't, I don't have the patience anymore to tell you anything but shame on you. And when nobody's watching, trust me, God is watching. And I was thinking what to say, but I wanted first to let the Palestinians speak first and to express how they feel first. And if I want to represent this milestone of the ceasefire, I'm gonna do it with one thing. And that's the following video of Palestinian children doing for them a fun day, how we're doing, and seeing those smiles are more powerful than missiles. You cannot wipe that. And that's the responsibility of the world. If you keep the innocence and you give the chance for this next generation not to be ethnically cleansed, trust me, heaven is waiting for you. And please do not stop now. Not because I say so. It should come as a natural extension of your humanity. If you have it, it will come naturally. That means that you changed your superficial priorities in life. That means you're a new person who understood and woke up to the evil of the world. And take it as a responsibility, take it as a lesson, take it as a lifestyle. And again, if you didn't, shame on you. With all this being said, free Palestine.